Hello and welcome to another episode of the 3-on-3 Hoops Pod. I'm your host, Kevin Roberts, and you are tuning in to a podcast where we discuss all things 3-on-3 hoops, including all of the benefits of playing 3-on-3 basketball. If you're a young hooper or a parent of a young hooper, this is a great podcast to listen to because we're super fans of 3-on-3 basketball and just basketball in general, man. And, just so everyone's aware, not only is this podcast available in video form on YouTube, but we are now officially available on most podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and YouTube Music. So if you watch us on YouTube and you want to just listen to us on one of those platforms, just give us a rating, a good rating, and subscribe or subscribe. You don't have to listen, but subscribers would be nice. Or vice versa. If you listen to us on one of these platforms and want to see the video version of this podcast, like and subscribe on YouTube. So also, you can support us by following us on one of our social medias or all of our social media, TikTok, IG, at 3-on-3 Hoops Pod. Follow us, share, tell a friend to tell a friend as we continue to grow the 3-on-3 tribe here. All right, so I am usually joined by Coach Jay, but he is currently out of town this week or out this week, taking care of some personal business. And I'm sure handling some business in regards to his 3-on-3 program. We both run our own 3-on-3, our own youth 3-on-3 basketball programs on opposite sides of the U.S. Coach Jay out there in Phoenix, Arizona. He runs Score Hoops 3-on-3 basketball. And myself, I run a 3-on-3 basketball program here in Tampa, Florida, called 3-on-3 Live. And we linked up through the power of social media. And, we started talking about our programs and talking to each other about, where we want to take the program and what we want to do with it. And we immediately recognized that we had similar mindsets as far as where we want our programs to be and eventually what we want them to grow into. So we're kind of on this journey together, and we came up with the idea to do this podcast because we both love 3-on-3. We love the 3-on-3 model and how it benefits the growth of the kids' skills and the kids who want to play. It helps them learn the game, and we're just big fans of that. And we both have a passion for wanting to see young hoopers develop their game and grow their confidence, showcase their creativity. And most of all, we just want them to never stop having fun playing the game of basketball. And we obviously think that, playing 3-on-3 is a lot of fun. So that's why we're putting this podcast out there. It's just cool to talk about a sport that we love also. We're both former players. We both spent a number of years coaching as a coach. And we've just been lifelong fans of basketball. But like I said, Coach Jay isn't here this week, so I'm here flying solo today, and this gives me an opportunity to talk about a particular version of 3-on-3 basketball that I absolutely love, and it's the version of 3-on-3 that I model my program after, 3-on-3 Live, and that's 3x3 basketball. So, before we get into all that, I do want to make an announcement about 3-on-3 Live. So, we are sitting here. What is today? Today is April. Registration is open for our 3-on-3 Live Summer League. All right. And, the games are on Sundays. The league starts June 23rd. Our game days are June 23rd, June 30th, July 7th, July 14th. And, all games at Slam Tampa, which is a wonderful facility. And it's for boys and girls, grades 2nd through 12th grade. All skill levels are welcome. And what else? It's a really fun league. This is going to be our third summer league session. And we ran two sessions last year, session one and session two. This will be our third one, first one this year, first league this year. But I'm really looking forward to it. It's a fun league. Registration ends June 21st. But, it's always good to register early for this. Register as soon as possible. Register as a team or free agent. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you want your kids to stay active, want them to do something in the summer, this is a great thing for them to do to sharpen their skills, introduce them to basketball, or, you know, just to have fun, you know. And that's all we're about at 3-on-3 Live, is just having, letting the kids have fun playing basketball. So, okay. All right. So, let's get into this 3x3. When I first came up with the idea to put together 3-on-3 Live, I started with the intention of just a traditional 3-on-3 basketball model, which, by the way, I'm not saying that 3x3 is better than 3-on-3. It's just the version that I decided to use in my program. All right, Coach Jay uses the traditional 3-on-3 basketball model, and you'll see that the benefits of playing 3-on-3 and the benefits of playing 3x3 are the same. So I have nothing against the traditional 3-on-3. It's what we're all used to. It's what I used to play as a kid growing up and in my early adulthood. But when I came across 3x3, I instantly fell in love with it. And what happened was I started doing my research for putting my program together, and I was watching clips of 3-on-3 basketball on YouTube, mostly of Ice Cube's league, the Big Three, which, by the way, he will be here in Tampa, Florida, June 22nd. And I'm super excited to go to that and see that in person. It'll be my first time seeing that event in person. So hopefully I, you know, bump into Ice Cube and we can get him on the podcast. That would be awesome. You know, we both run our own 3-on-3 basketball program. So, you know, we have something in common. So we'll see if I could use that and get him on the podcast. So I was watching a lot of Big Three, and that's what I really originally wanted to do. I wanted to do like a youth version of the Big Three. And so I watched some games and, you know, watched other videos. And, you know, you got the list of suggested videos on, you know, on the side panel there. And, you see a bunch of 3-on-3, 3v3, and 3x3. And so at first I thought it was all the same. And I'll even say this, saying 3x3 was kind of weird to me. I've only heard it called, you know, 3-on-3 or 3v3. I didn't realize 3x3 was its own sport. So this was, you know, just totally oblivious going into all this. So I watched FIBA 3x3 game on YouTube, and it was definitely different. All right, it was very fast, but it was exciting, and I can't remember the matchup, but the game lasted about 15 minutes real time, and I saw the clock, you know, started at 10 minutes, and it took me a while to realize that the clock set at 10 minutes was actually the length of the game. It was not 10 minutes a half or 10 minutes a quarter. It was a 10-minute game. And so that was really different. And I watched another game and another, and they were all exciting to me. You know, they are, you know, great endings. And I loved the announcer that was announcing the game or broadcasting the game that I was watching, and he made it even more entertaining with he had like an informal style of calling the game. Like, you know, I later discovered that this guy was Kyle Montgomery, and he's actually labeled or named as the voice of 3x3 basketball. So there was definitely a difference in the 3x3 games that he announced versus a few 3x3 games that I watched where there was either someone else announcing or no announcer at all. But hearing him announce the games, hearing Kyle Montgomery announce the game, added to my enjoyment of 3x3. So I do a little bit more digging on the sport and on Kyle Montgomery, and I came across an interview he did. I came across a podcast. It was called the 3x3 Basketball Podcast, and so I did, and they did an interview with him, and he was, you know, promoting the game and you know, giving his story, and I fell in love with 3x3 even more. And, you know, I've been hooked to 3x3 basketball ever since. And, you know, so you guys are hearing me ramble on and on about 3x3. And you're probably wondering what's the difference aside from the 10-minute game. But the first difference you immediately see when turning on a 3x3 basketball game is the ball. And I know this is not good for the listening audience, but I'll describe it as best I can. I do have a official FIBA 3x3 ball here that I'm showing right now. And it's, you know, it's two-tone colors, yellow and a bluish purple. And that's supposed to represent the sky. The blue is the sky and the yellow is the sun with, you know, a little orange color for the seam. So, you know, again, apologize to the listening audience, but that's the official FIBA 3x3 ball, and it's also the official ball of 3-on-3 Live. So the colors really pop, right? And when you see it on TV, you'll notice also that it may look a little smaller, you know, when you first see it, or even when you first hold the ball. That's because the ball is specifically made for the fast pace of 3x3 basketball. And also has another thing I forgot to mention. It does have like these like kind of grooves to make it easier to handle the ball, you know, when you're dribbling. So, but it is a size 6. That's why it looks smaller, and it carries the weight of a size 7. So it's a very unique ball for sure, but it doesn't compromise your shot in any way. It does take a little to get used to, but after about 2 or 3 minutes of shooting with it, like, you fall in love with it. I mean I did this is the ball that I use in 3-on-3 Live, and the kids love it. I've even been asked if I sell if I sell this basketball, which I don't, but I have made it as a prize before in a few, you know, of my end of season contests that I ran. I might do that again. So, oh yeah, the ball is awesome, man. I love it. This is the ball that they use in all FIBA 3x3 games. It's going to be the ball that they use in the 3x3 in the Olympic Games, which I'll talk about later. But yeah, like I said, I love the ball. It's here to stay in 3-on-3 Live, and you know, that's one of my favorite things about 3x3. All right. The next immediate difference that you'll see when watching 3x3 is the pace. I mean, the pace is super fast. All right. And first of all, like I mentioned earlier, it's a 10-minute game. There is a 12-second shot clock. And also, there isn't a check ball or inbound after a made basket. So that means the ball stays live after the made basket. So when Team A shoots the ball and makes it, and Team B gets the rebound after the ball falls through the hoop and immediately clears it past the arc by either dribbling or clearing it by passing it to a teammate who's already behind the arc. But either way, the 12-second shot clock starts immediately once Team B touches the ball right after it goes through the hoop. So if the ball goes out of bounds, after it goes through the hoop, if the ball does dribble out of bounds or, you know, bounce out of bounds before a player touches it, then there is a check ball at the top of the key. And sometimes that's a strategy when the pace is getting too fast for a team and they want to slow things down and they want to set up, they'll let the ball roll out of bounds so they can just check it up top. So that is a strategy that goes into it. What else? The game is played to 21 by ones and twos, and 1 point for anything inside the arc and 2 points for anything made outside, beyond the arc. And the winner is the first team to score 21, or whichever team has the most points at the end of 10 minutes. And if the game is tied after 10 minutes, it goes into overtime, where the winner is the first team to score 2 points. And let me just tell you that, like, going the teams that go into overtime, watching the overtime, because it has the, you know, the first team to score 2 points, you know, you have to worry about the 2-point shot, you got to worry about the quick one and, you know, defensive stop. Overtime gets super intense, and you know, it's really exciting when the game is in overtime and it's the first one to 2 points. Like, you know, you're almost on the edge of your seat. But I love overtime in FIBA 3x3. And now in 3-on-3 Live, we don't have a shot clock, but maybe I'd like to implement that for my older kids, but it would make the pace too fast for younger kids, definitely, and you know, especially for the kids that are just learning how to play, and so that might make it a little too intense for them, and I don't want to scare them off. So we also play more than 10 minutes. You know, the whole point of my league is to give players more playing time, more opportunities with the basketball, and so 10 minutes of game time just wouldn't make sense. It wouldn't make sense for the purpose of my league. So instead, we run a 21-minute game. It's a running clock, so it only stops during the last minute of the game. And we also play the 21 by ones and twos, and the winner is the first team to 21, whoever has the most points after 21 minutes. And if the game is tied, you know, we use the FIBA 3x3 rule of overtime of first team going to two, first team to get 2 points wins. And those games that have went into overtime in our league, they've been very exciting too. So like I said, that the overtime rule I love. It's like almost it's not quite sudden death, but you know, at least it's like the NFL. It's like the basketball version of the NFL team getting at least one possession. But I like it. So even with the time modification and no shot clock in our league, the pace of the game in our league can be pretty intense, and it's just fun because it's constant play. You know, the ball's always live. The play never stops. So I love it. Another major element of 3x3 that's unique is that it's a player's game. You know, there are no coaches during the game. The players coach themselves, and they just play. And we've implemented that also in 3x3 Live. There are no coaches, and you know, we just want kids to play and not worry about, you know, getting yelled at by a coach from the sideline, you know, for taking a bad shot or making a mistake. We just want kids to play and have fun like we used to do when we were just kids hooping in the playground, you know. So, you know, they make their own subs. And because of the pace of the games, sometimes, you know, they do need a breather. But, yeah, it's the players' team, which I think makes it unique and when it comes to organized or, you know, an official basketball game. And so, yeah, we decided on no coaching because, you know, the kids are getting coached all the time in their school teams, AAU, personal trainer. And then, you know, so they're constantly getting coached. So we just want them to take a break from all of that and just have fun showing off their creativity on the court. You know, that's the best part. And you know, it's the same with, you know, in the FIBA 3x3 games. These players are not getting coached. Now they do practice, obviously, you know, during the week or whatever, whenever they do. But during the actual game, the coach is in the stands, and you know, it's kind of like, you know, the tennis coach. You know, they're not allowed to coach from the stands or whatever. So, so it's just kind of neat to see the players like in a huddle, and they're working together to get, you know, to get the win. So those are the major differences of 3x3 versus 3-on-3. And, you know, we'll discuss more with Coach Jay because I'm sure he has his own questions about it. And like I said, just want to say this again. I have no issues with, you know, traditional 3-on-3. You know, we both love the 3-on-3 model. 3x3 is just a version that I decided to run in my league. But it's a version of basketball that I've really, really fallen in love with. And it's the reason why I added the X to my logo with 3-on-3 Live. I'm terrible at including the listening audience, but I'm not
trying to excuse you guys, but
I'm wearing a old school 3-on-3 Live shirt, as you see. And when I started,
you know, to create my league, you know, I was influenced by just, you know, traditional 3-on-3, the big three or whatever. I was planning, modeling my games after the big three rules.
And the original 3-on-3 Live logo was just a graphic without, you know, the spray painted X in the background. And I didn't want to necessarily change the, when I found 3x3, I didn't want to change my, you know, the program name to 3x3 Live. So I just added the spray painted X in the back, in the background, because it represents the influence that the game had, that 3x3 had on, you know, on my program. So, it's a heavy influence on, you know, the direction that I want to go with it. And, you know, it's spray painted because it represents, you know, the game that was originated on the streets. And, you know, when you think of street hoops, you think about graffiti and the surrounding environment, you know, the guy playing his boombox or whatever, probably dating myself. Oh, by the way, that's the music playing in the background during the games. That's also in, you know, that's also a big
part of FIBA 3x3. It's kind of like a party atmosphere. So, you know, they got the music playing in the background, everyone playing basketball or whatever. And, you know, it's also another thing that we incorporated in 3x3 Live as well. So, yeah, I'm blasting my music on my speaker and you know, they're playing basketball. And again, just trying to create a low stress, non-intimidating, fun atmosphere for these kids to play in. So, music is cool. Man, so many things I still want to talk about with 3x3, but I am cutting it close to time here. I did want to mention though the FIBA 3x3 game is now represented in the Olympics, and you know, we got the Olympics coming up this year in Paris, and the first year that 3x3 entered in the Olympics was the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo, which was played in 2021 because of COVID, and you know, there were no fans in the stands, so it didn't really get like a lot of attention. People probably watching it on TV trying to figure out what this was or whatever. So again, I didn't discover 3x3 until last year, so I obviously didn't watch it, but the U.S. men's team, but I did read about it, and the U.S. men's team did not make the cut, as you know, they didn't get past the qualifying rounds. And the U.S. women's team, however, won the gold medal, led by 2022 and 2023 WNBA champion Kelsey Plum of the Las Vegas Aces. And Las Vegas Aces. I just hate that it happened during the COVID year, because I think that everything that happened during that time was forgettable. So that time sucked, and was a very forgettable year. I don't remember anything from that year, except with the exception of The Last Dance, which was probably the greatest documentary of all time. But I don't remember anything else. I do not remember anything. Maybe that's just me. And I'll even say this, even though Coach J isn't here to defend himself or his team, because he's a Laker fan. But the Mickey Mouse Championship that the Lakers won in the Orlando bubble that year, was that really a thing? I mean, what's the saying? Does a tree really fall in the forest if nobody sees or hears it? So I don't know. I don't like to, you know, mess with Coach J when he's not here to defend himself. So when he's here, when he returns, we also have to discuss his hatred for Steph Curry. So that's another topic that we'll discuss. So I'm sure Coach J would love to talk about that. But that's all the time I have. Time for me to go. You guys have heard enough of me rambling on about 3x3 basketball and my love for it. We'll definitely talk more 3x3 basketball on this podcast. There's a lot of stuff that, you know, I still want to talk about. You know, the players, you know, the top players in FIBA 3x3, the U.S.'s acquisition of Jimmer Fredette, which I know a lot of you hoop heads know who Jimmer Fredette is. He's going to be the face of the U.S. men's team that's headed into Olympics this year. And so as the U.S. men's team, you know, looks to seek redemption. That's it, right? Seeks redemption and get into Olympics this year and hopefully go for the gold, and the women hopefully repeat as gold champions, gold medalist. You know, this is it's a fun season to follow in FIBA 3x3. So anyway, that's all I have. Thank you for spending your valuable time with me, and we'll see you next time. Peace.